let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book, The Lost Dutchman Mine and Peg Leg Pete Mine by Harold Cohn, is the author's interpretation of the Peralta Stones, Facts, Fiction, and Lies. Yes, there are many lies about the Lost Dutchman Mine. The introduction, Harold states, only a fool searches for something that is not lost. The author says he considers himself one of those fools. In regard to the Peg Leg Pete, well, it's pure fiction. Harold quit high school in the 11th grade, spoke what he calls Philadelphia English, spent time in the Navy serving aboard a landing ship tank in the Mekong Delta of South Vietnam. A combat veteran, after leaving the Navy, attended Midway Adult School in San Diego to get his high school diploma. He had to take a history course as well as English as language course, and he says the English as language course was his gateway to writing. Years later, he enrolled at Grossmont College, taking writing courses, creative writing, poetry writing, fiction writing, playwriting, and articles writing, earning A's in poetry and articles. Harold has written articles for the Park Department newspaper, The Park Beat. One entitled The Golden Onion was published in Gold Prospector magazine. Years later, he would write the book The El Monte History, and with artist muralist Mona Mills, created El Monte Oaks Museum. Harold Cohn, our guest on This Week in America. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
It is my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to having you on and talk about this. This is such a fascinating book. What inspired you to take this on and to write this book?
Well, in 1960, this is way back, I was 17. I graduated from boot camp at Great Lakes Naval Training Center, and I came down to San Diego to the Naval Training Center in San Diego for Shipfitter A School, and it was a Saturday. I had the day off, and I walked to the mess hall, and they had scrambled eggs, which were powdered eggs from World War II. Which were green and looked like plastic. I remember that.
Wow.
And I'm coming back to my barracks, and I stopped at the base library. And I went in, and I sat down. It was sort of foggy, cool day. I went in, I sat down, and I picked up a Poplar Mechanics magazine. And I'm sitting there reading it, and they had an article about the Lost Dutchman Gold Mine. So I read the article, and I said to myself, Harold, you're going to find that mine someday. So fast forward 50 years. I was about 55, 57, right in that area. And I took my grandson, that's a Native American, out the ends of Regular Desert to see a pictograph on a rock. So it's been 10 years since I've been there. And I went, followed the natural trail, and I jumped from one rock to another, and I blew the ball of my foot out. So I'm laying there in this ditch in a lot of pain. And I can't let my grandson see me cry, so I sent him off. I managed to, with a walking stick, climb out of the ditch and stood up there. When he got back, we went. We hiked back to the car, and then I went to the hospital, and I had a full leg cast, and I'm in a cast, in a wheelchair. And the hardest thing in the world to do is nothing. So I get online, and I saw this site I go to, desertusa.com.
Oh, yes.
Which is Desert Magazine, and it had an article about the Lost Dutchman Mine and the Peralta Stones. So that's what's the start of it. I interpreted the Peralta Stones, and from there spent 5 years researching to write the book.
And it shows in the book, you do such an excellent job of making this come alive. It's the Lost Dutchman Mine and the Peg Leg Peat Mine by Harold Cohn, our guest on the program. If you're Googling Cohn, is C-O-H-N. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that information throughout the program as well. Fascinated by this story, because this took actually decades for you to actually write this book, basically from the time this was first planted as an idea. I mentioned the book you wrote was the El Monte Park History. What caused you to write that book?
Okay, the El Monte Park History. I got out of the service and I went to work first. I went to work for the County of San Diego as a custodian, and that was at the courthouse. And from there, I went and I got a promotion to park maintenance worker, and in parentheses, assistant park ranger, and that's how I became a park ranger. So Vietnam's ending, and you had a lot of draft dodgers who went to college, and nothing wrong with them, but they went to college. And they came out, and there was no jobs for them, so they came into the park department, and they started doing this interpretive program where you gotta get up and give a talk. Well, I was older, and I can't memorize things. I can't memorize nothing, and you had to memorize everything to give the talk. The plants were too small, the birds flew too fast, and trees were okay. I could do that. So this one lady, she passed away, and she left some notes for the El Monte Park History. And I said, again, Harold speaks his mind, says, I'm going to do it in 30 days. And I was a fool again. And 13 months later, I finished 13 pages of the El Monte Park History. Years later, we got a Mexican guy as a supervisor. Mexican people love art. And I showed him my El Monte Park History, and he said, wow. I said, yeah, I'd like to use this pump house building that was just abandoned as a museum. So I forgot how I found Mona Mills, the artist muralist, but I found her, and it's an 8x16 building, and we painted the whole inside of the building with murals based on the history of El Monte Park. And it was wonderful to do the museum, and it was fun.
What was it like doing all of the research? That does sound like fun. You wrote the book, El Monte Park History. You worked with Mona in creating starting the El Monte Oaks Museum. What was that like? That had to be like a real history lesson for you in going back and piecing all of this together.
Well, the El Monte Park History was, it was exciting. They had, the first was bought by the El Monte Oaks Committee for the county. They bought the land and did that. And then in World War II, El Monte Park was used as a station for any aircraft unit that had. El Monte Valley is only 6 miles long, and at the end of it is the El Capitan Dam, and they were fearful of the Japanese coming in and bombing the dam, so they had these anti-aircraft emplacements all up and down the valley, that was the army that was there. And it was exciting. And then in another way, when you have to go through and you're researching properties, who owned the property for the park and everything, and you have to look on the, I think it's microfiche. You go blind looking at microfiche. Everything's written by hand and stuff. But it was very interesting. It was exciting to do.
Well, you're very good at that research and making the research, the history you come up with, come alive. Our guest is Harold Cohn, C-O-H-N, the book The Lost Dutchman Mine and the Peg Leg Peat Mine. I mentioned the article that you wrote called The Golden Onion, which appeared in Gold Prospector. Talk about finding material for that. I've had a chance to read that, and again, excellent job with the research. How did you come up with that story idea and the research for that article?
I was writing for the Park Beat at the time. That was a Park Department newspaper, and I was writing history. Another guy was writing about Native Americans, which was fine. And I went and was at the library, and I picked up this book, and I read about the guy, this Valquero, that found, this was about 5 years before the, oh, God, I can't think of it, it's up north there, but he found before the 49ers, Sutter's Mill, okay. Before gold was discovered at Sutter's Mill, he's taking care of cattle out there in the valley, and he sits under a tree for his lunch, and he pulls up a wild carrot, wild onion root, and had flakes of gold on it. So Sutter's Mill was not the first gold discovered in California.
That's fascinating to read that story, and it was one of the first articles that you wrote, appeared in Gold Prospector magazine. Harold Cohn with us, the Lost Dutchman Mine and the Peg Leg Pete Mine. Time going by so quickly on the program. Gold is such an influence in that story, talking about the mines. What do you think about gold? What are some of your thoughts on gold?
My thoughts on gold is, like the Native Americans, you can't eat it. It's just there. But when men with a gold Lost Dutchman mine, gold, if you find it, if you're a miner and you find it, you are very possessive of it. And to kill somebody is nothing, because you're protecting your gold. And there's been so many people killed over gold, the Lost Dutchman mine. And it's an easy mine to find. You could just walk right up to it. It's really simple to get to. But to possess, once you got possession of the gold, you got gold fever, and you do anything to protect your gold.
You mentioned all the killings. Have the Apache Indians been doing all the killings related to the Lost Dutchman gold mine?
Okay, I have to digress a little bit. I also did I wrote a book, The Stone Spoke, and that was based on the Stone Spoke map, which is a pictograph I saw out in the desert. I went out for a one-day class. One day was Indians of the Desert. Second day was Pioneers of the Desert.
Okay.
So Harold's out there, and Harold's a dummy. I don't know nothing. And they show me this pictograph with the Indian painted on the rock. And the lady says, "Is it spiritual?" I shook my head, "Yes." "You say it's spiritual, it's fine." "Is it fertility?" "Fine." I agree with him. Then some guy spouts up, "It's graffiti." And all of a sudden, there's just me and the rock, and the other 30 people are not there no more. It's just me and this rock. And I say, "Damn thing's a map." And they started laughing and laughing, and they laughed at me for 4 hours. So I come back the next day, and it's Pioneers of the Desert, and they laughed at me for 8 hours. I wanted to crawl out of there. But I put it away, got finished that, and I put it away, and years later, got a writing class, and I'm stuck, and I said, I'm going to write about this map out in the Indian map out in the desert. So I wrote about it, and in a writing class, they photocopy it, and everybody gets a copy, and everybody reads along with you when you're done. So I read the Stone Spoke, the article, And all of a sudden, I'm said it's done, and it's time for comments. This little old lady jumps up and says, "You can't do that." And I looked at her funny, and I in a very calm voice, I said, "Ma'am, I just did."
That's such a cute story, and sort of sums up Harold and the way he go about writing and putting his thoughts together and the research that he's done. The book we're talking about, this is The Lost Dutchman Mine and the Peg Leg Pete Mine. Boy, time is, I don't know where it's gone. It's gone by way too quickly here. But let's talk about the Peralta party. Did they mine things other than gold, do you think?
Yes, they mined in the Superstition Mountains. They were mining copper, silver, and gold. They also had a corral for their cattle up on the mountainside. This stone circle or something. I forget what it is in the book, but they had this divided into sections. Maybe 2 or 3 acres around this stone circle. And they divided it into sections, and they let the cows graze in one section, open up another section, and close the section that was right there. And that way the cattle wouldn't just destroy the ground. It kept
yes.
it moving around. And also the Peraltas... Peralta stones, they had a word, Sierra Rocha. I think it's Rocha. And this here was there, and this is the key. What they did, it means cleared land. And when you clear land, especially in brush areas and stuff, you burn it. So they were leaving, go back to Mexico, and they're burning this land. This was in the Queens Valley, which had a lot of water. And they were going to planning to come back and establish a community there. But they didn't survive. They got massacred.
It's such a interesting story as you're telling this, and it's obvious that you're in love with that area there. You've got a great deal of respect for that, and we're out of time, but I want to just ask one more question. According to the Peralta Stones, is there more than one massacre site? Were you able to determine anything on that?
Yes, you have the priest stone, and you have the priest, and you got the incense burner. He's blessing this cross is big.
Okay.
And then east and south of it, there's a tiny little cross. That's the second massacre site that nobody knows about.
Interesting. So we learned something on the program today. Actually, I learned quite a bit on the program today. Harold Cohn has been with us. His book, The Lost Dutchman Mine and the Peg Leg Pete Mine, his interpretation of the Peralta Stones, Facts, Fiction, and Lies. A fascinating read by a fascinating gentleman. Harold, it's a pleasure having you on the program. The book, by the way, is available at Amazon, the usual places. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program. So much more we can talk about it. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do that again. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Harold Cohn, if you're Googling, that's C-O-H-N. The book is The Lost Dutchman Mine and the Peg Leg Pete Mine, book available at Amazon. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.